First Impressions of Dune: Awakening. A post by Koenig from May 19, 2025 on koenig.net. A few weeks ago, I chose Dune: Awakening as my next main game. I made this decision without looking too deeply into the game. But the beta weekend gave me the opportunity to get a taste of it and reconsider my choice. As a science fiction fan, I'm of course familiar with Frank Herbert's Dune universe. It's even possible that the 1984 film Dune was one of the first science fiction movies I ever saw. Of course, this was long before I was 16, I was probably not even 10 yet. Was that such a good idea? At the very least, the film certainly contributed to my enthusiasm for science fiction. Around the same time, I also started playing computer games. Over the years, I've played games from many different genres. One genre I've largely skipped until now is survival games. The graphics and animations have always put me off a bit. Even the giants of the genre like Rust still look very clunky and rough. A long way from AAA, for sure, even many AA games look better. So, despite the Dune brand, I was skeptical when I saw the announcement for Dune: Awakening. But the game wasn't supposed to be a pure survival game, but a survival MMO. That sounded more exciting, even though it has since been downplayed to a survival multiplayer. But my interest was piqued. So what can you expect from the game? Luckily, there was a beta weekend where you could get a sneak peek. The first thing I noticed was that there's a real story with cutscenes and voice acting. That's not exactly standard for survival games. There's also a server selection like in MMOs. Not quite the same, but similar. Instead of just one world, you choose a world and, on that world, a siege, which is basically a sub-instance. All players on a world can play together and meet up, but you only run into each other randomly within a siege. To interact across sieges, you have to actively join another player's session. However, your own storage chests and buildings are not available on their siege, which is a shame but technically understandable. But the main aspect is, of course, the survival element. Arrakis is a desert planet, which makes the sun and lack of water our greatest enemies. As a player, you have to regularly drink enough water, which of course has to be procured. There are a few sources, dew on plants, blood, or devices that filter water vapor from the air. The system for the sun is simpler. Shade is good, direct sun gradually causes heat until you overheat. This overheating leads to faster thirst, less stamina, and so on. So it's best to run from shadow to shadow or into buildings. There are two types of these. On one hand, there are the NPC shelters where you can fight enemies and find loot. The combat system is rather functional and certainly not on the level of a Destiny 2 or For Honor, but it's okay and fun. The other shelters are created by players and are one of the most important features of a survival game. The building process is straightforward, even for an inexperienced builder like me. So far, my creations have been rather square, practical, and good. But I didn't want to invest too much time in the beta. I had a lot of fun during the Dune: Awakening beta weekend. Since I didn't want to be spoiled too much, I only tried out the basic mechanics and then decided that I will definitely play the game. But it was hard for me not to keep playing right away. I wanted to continue roaming the desert, escaping the sandworm, and discovering all the secrets. But you have to be honest. The game is certainly not a AAA title. The graphics are okay, but too resource-intensive. The combat systems are adequate, and there are still a few bugs. I didn't test the PvP, but I expect mediocrity there as well. So the game isn't really outstanding in any single aspect, but it's okay in all of them. As a whole, it all feels cohesive and atmospheric. You really feel like you're in the desert of Arrakis, and this immersion is what makes it fun.